From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump says the coalition to rid Syria and Iraq of ISIS has almost completed its work.
We've unleashed U.S. military might on ISIS, and today the coalition to defeat ISIS has recaptured nearly 100% of the territory once held by the terrorists in Iraq and Syria. We're close to 100%. We'll be finished pretty soon with the ISIS situation in those two countries.
Trump spoke Wednesday at a cabinet meeting at the White House. He also told reporters his administration is changing immigration laws to get rid of the Hispanic MS-13 criminal gang.
We're restoring immigration enforcement at levels that our country has never seen before and taking the fight to the criminal gangs like MS-13, where we're decimating those animals. They're animals. What they do is horrible, horrible. And we're making the immigration system work for Americans, but we're cleaning out towns of those MS-13 gangsters. That's why we're calling on Congress to fund the border wall, which we're getting very close to.
The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, announced passage of the Republican tax cut bill in the U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday.
On this vote, the yeas are 224 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
But Democrats, like the House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, oppose the measure, calling it, quote, probably the worst bill in recent times to come to the floor. Democrats say the tax cuts in the bill benefit the wealthy and corporations in the long term, while also increasing the deficit by more than $1 trillion. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's